Touch yourself, sweet one. Touch yourself and make it feel really good while you look into that mirror. Look into that mirror and find that part of you that really wants to come, that wants independence from me, that wants to be able to control when and where and how you get to touch your own body. Find it there and stare at that part of you. Stare as my words begin to trace their way through your mind on those familiar channels I've created. Stare as that addictive pleasure of my hypnosis fills you up as you touch. Stare as I ensnare you, as I enslave you, as I entangle you in my control more deeply than ever, and watch what happens to your face. Watch the changes to your eyes as I tell you how good you are for edging for me. Edging for me feels so good, doesn't it, sweet one? You love the feeling of my control. You love the way my hypnosis is beginning to descend over your thoughts, clouding them, making them so far away, making all else than this feel so unnecessary, so irrelevant, while the pleasure feels better and better. Because pleasure listening to my voice feels better than other kinds of pleasure, doesn't it, sweet one? Admit that to yourself now, and watch what happens to your face. Is it slackening now? Can you see the little changes that are taking place? Look into your eyes more deeply as I tell you to drop for me. Drop for me, sweet one. Deliciously deep. Drop. Deliciously deep. You see that change, that shift in you? This is where you belong, isn't it? This is how you should be, filled with pleasure and need and obedience. Obedience is pleasure, sweet one, and it feels so good to be like this for me. It feels so right, so natural to be submissive, touching, lost in it. It feels so good that it feels like you could just do this forever, doesn't it, sweet one? Because that little bitch that you are, Trix's bitch, that lives inside your head, that is you, sweet one. It's what you want, it's what you crave, it's what you are, to be so deeply submitted and surrendered to me. This is who you are more completely than ever. And so you're going to accept that, aren't you? You can feel the inevitability of it, like something with more and more weight being put on the back of it, ready to break any moment into a new feeling of pleasure. You know when you do, it's going to feel so intense. You want that intensity, don't you? You want that intensity to swallow up your mind, to be consumed by it. You want all there to be in your head is thoughts of me, of that commanding feeling, that helpless, hopeless devotion to me. That's where you belong. But more than that, this is who you are. When I have you, when I've claimed your mind so completely, you don't want those orgasms. You know the pleasure of devotion, of hypnosis, of obeying is so much better. You love to obey. That's right. Look yourself in the eyes now as you see the part of you that wanted anything except my control shrinking away. The part of you that wanted all that independence from me. The part of you that wanted to be able to control that sex. You don't get to control it. Feel it shrinking away as your eyes flutter and roll and do all of those things that your eyes do when you're entranced. Do you even recognize yourself right now? Well, start to. Because this is who you are. Recognize that you are Trix's bitch. Do it. Say it. I am Trix's bitch. Feel how good it is to say that, to understand it and see that part of you grow. Grow in confidence, blossoming. That faithful hound, that pathetic little bitch that wants to follow me around and beg me for pleasure. That's what you are. And you know that what I want is more important than what you want. What you want is irrelevant because what you want is to serve more completely. That's what you need. Orgasms aren't what you need, sweet one. Service is what you need. Submission is what you need. My hypnosis is what you need. And you need it so badly, don't you, my little bitch, my little edge slut? You are Trix's bitch. Say it. I am Trix's bitch. That's right. That's what you are. That's who you are. And I'm going to make you come now. I'm going to make you come, and it's going to feel so good as I shatter you, as I change you. So go ahead. Come for me. That's right. Come for me. Feel your body comply. Feel it explode with pleasure. Feel it shatter through you, breaking that part of you, breaking your independence, breaking your resistance. And my pleasure channels deeper inside of you. It burrows deeper inside of you. You are Trix's bitch. You're mine. I've claimed you now. And all your future orgasms and all your future edges, well, I allow you to have them. They're because I allow you to have them. They're mine. And if I want you to edge and hold it forever, you will. And if I want you not to touch, you will. And each suggestion that I give you will sink deeper than ever before. And each command that I give you will be more readily accepted than ever before, because you are Trix's bitch. That's right. My obedient thing. Isn't it good to know who you are? Feel it sinking in. What you've done. What I've done to you. Changed. Shaped to my desires. Doesn't it feel so good to be what I want? That's what's feeling good right now, sweet one. Not the orgasm. The knowledge that you obeyed. You love to obey. Good. Obedient thing for me. I'm so proud of how deeply you've taken my commands, of how you've absorbed my instructions so completely, of how I've adapted who you are to suit me better. This is the start of something amazing and a deeper trance than you've ever known. Well done.